Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are fine. Today is the 26th of December, the day after Christmas. Christmas, a day when everybody should be cheery and happy, and we exchange gifts, and we bond and talk about how we love one another and all of those other things that come with it. So, my question is that the way it is for you? Today is a great day. That's the title of our show. Today is a great day. Every day, ladies and gentlemen, is a great day. Every day is a day to be thankful. Even if things aren't quite going the way that you would like them to go, it's still a great day. Why is it a great day? It's a great day because each and every one of us is here. Each and every one of us have experienced and met individuals that have brought great joy to our lives, even though sometimes those experiences may have not been consistent as far as the joy and the happiness that they brought into your life. However, the fact that those people did bring it into your life and that you have experienced joy and that you can remember those good times. Yes, there may have been bad times, but just the fact that you can remember those good times is truly a blessing. It is truly a gift, and it is what makes today a great day. Each of us goes through our trials and tribulations. Each of us has our preferences and our likes and our dislikes. Each of us has, again, different things that we're going through, be it that your finances may not be the way you want it, or the person who you really want to care about you doesn't care about you, or the people that you believed cared about you didn't, or you don't have anybody, or you've lost someone that, you know, used to be very close to you. Today is still a great day, and today is a great day because you have those memories. You have the ability to look back and know that you have experienced joy, that you have experienced pleasure. You know, there's a whole bunch of different motivational speakers and gurus and religious people and others that talk about what they want or what constitutes a great day, what constitutes a great life, what constitutes your existence, you know, be it that you're looking at it from the spiritual standpoint or you're looking at it for, you know, a physical standpoint. Today is a great day because you have those memories. You also have your now. You know, tomorrow isn't promised to any one of us at any time. What we believe that we have, depending on who you ask, you know, if you look at it a metaphysical way, some people believe that that's only an illusion. That happiness lies within your mind. And then based on what you think in your mind, that then gives you the ability to experience joy or to appreciate or not to appreciate the things that have happened in your life and the things that you look to as being things that show fulfillment or things that help bring joy to your mind. Now, I know some of this may seem like a bit of a ramble, but let's look at it this way. Whatever the mind of man can believe and conceive, he can achieve. Now, that was something that was said quite a long time ago by a gentleman who has become, I guess, what you would call the guru of motivational speakers and positive speakers and all of those things. But when you really think about it, when you really look at what was being said, it's kind of true. You know, it's amazing what we'll make up our minds to believe is good or bad, what we'll make up our minds to bring us joy or sadness. It's really amazing how the world around us is so dictated by our perception of different things. You know, I interact with a lot of people just as most of you interact with a lot of people, be it on a regular basis or on a part-time basis. But it's always interesting to me how some people can find the most worst, terrible, bad experience and take that one little thing, that one little thing that they have probably taken totally out of context, not realizing that it's not the world, it's them, and turn it into something that is just unbelievable. Turn it into something that is so negative that that negativity can take a whole day and turn that whole day into, a whole day that may have been a beautiful day, like Christmas, and then turn it into a day of negativity, turn it into a moment when everything has gone from coffee and tea and nice, and everything's nice, so to speak, to a moment of people not talking, people not communicating, people not sharing. It's amazing how people in a family that grew up in the same place, grew up in the same surroundings, can grow so far apart, can be so negative towards each other, can do so many negative and contradictory things to each other, and then claim that they love each other. It's amazing to me how people can say that they support one another and they would do anything for another person, but then something as simple as a misperception or their own inadequacies or their own inabilities to find the laughter in what's going on around them or find the joy in the happiness that they have or are so concerned with what other people think and what's on other people's minds and what other people's opinions are that it totally taints everything that's going on in their lives, that it can even destroy their lives, in some cases leading to divorce, in some cases leading to separation, in some cases leading to infidelity, in some cases leading to self-destructive behavior like drinking or smoking or gambling or womanizing if you're a man or manizing, I guess, if you're a woman. You know, it just amazes me. So today's show, what I'd like to do is I'd like to have everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, it doesn't matter when you're listening to this, if I'm touching a chord for you, if this is ringing a bell for you, to just take notice, to look at the person that you care about or look at the things that have happened to you or take the positive experiences that you've had in your life and just sum them up and what have they meant to you. You know, it's not really about the physical things. I'm not saying that physical things aren't important. Physical things are important. However, what are you sacrificing for them? Who are you trying to please so bad that you're alienating yourself from the people that truly care? Who are you giving attention to that doesn't deserve your attention? And who are you not giving attention to that does deserve your attention? How are you self-sabotaging yourself? You know, it's amazing when I talk to people and they talk about, you know, their jobs and who they work for and who they work with. And it's amazing because of the fact that I talk to people whose entire mindset, their entire existence, all of their value is wrapped up in their position. It's wrapped up in their title. It's wrapped up in what people think about them, be it the people in their office or the people on LinkedIn or the people on Facebook or the world as a whole. Who and what is really important to you? What is really of value to you? Do you have any real value? Do you love yourself? Do you care about yourself? Are you going to let something as simple as anything, you know, the car that you drive, the clothes that you wear, a picture or whatever, are you going to let things like that get into your way and ruin your life, destroy the relationships that you have that are of quality? You know, I posted a comment not too long ago on Facebook, and I thought it was really, really interesting. And the reason that I thought it was interesting was because basically a gentleman that's very famous, a famous actor, had a epiphany. And his epiphany was that he had a lot of money, he had a lot of success, but some of the people that he was around and some of the environments and things that were happening around him and some of the exposure that his children were experiencing and all of those things, his epiphany was that they weren't really real. His epiphany was that some of these people, some of these things were things that he really didn't want in his life. He didn't want in his children's life. He was looking at the people that he associates with and the people that say, okay, because they're with a woman that's got a gorgeous body or a fabulous body or a beautiful face or vice versa, a man that's got a handsome body and a handsome face or incredible body and incredible face or money or position or title. He was saying that all of these things don't really make you a person. They don't necessarily add value to it, to you. Mind you, it's great to have money. It's great to have power. It's great to have connections. It's great to know people. It's great to be liked. It's great to be wanted. However, is that want, is that thing that you put a value on real? So basically, you know, it was interesting because he did a video of it. And he, you know, he is in his house, which is gorgeous from what you can see, and the Christmas tree is up. And then he walks out to his car, and he gets in his car, and he starts talking about what is real value, you know, and who you are is based on, you know, if you look at the five people that you hang around with, then that's how you get a good understanding of who you are and what your value is. And don't get me wrong, what he was saying, in a way, had a very good message to it, as in don't put value in things that really aren't important. But the thing that got me the most about the entire message, and again, the message was great. What he was saying was great. But again, this guy's an actor. You know, he was saying what he had to say from his heart, and they say that every actor pulls stuff from his heart. He's also a singer. And again, he did an incredible job, and I thought that the message was very good in the sense of what I listened to. I didn't listen to it in its total entirety, but from what I heard, which was most of it, it was quite interesting. But the main thing to me that was interesting, not only about the message and about the fact that he had found his ability to share it, and I'm thankful that he did, was that when I looked at the responses, this guy had over 66,000 people that had commented on this message. Great, right? He got his message out. He has influence. He got it out to a lot of people. That's phenomenal. Here's the part that I thought was really sad. How many people, how many of you that don't have millions, that aren't rich and famous, that aren't celebrities, that aren't on TV, that don't have hit songs, that don't have, you know, high-grossing movies, how many of you either have friends or are friends of people that you share that same type of message? How many of you are friends that truly and really care about the people around you, and you've taken the time, the energy, to go and tell that person, hey, what you're doing is self-destructive. What you're doing is counterproductive. What you're doing is alienating everyone that matters over all of the things that don't. How many of you go to your job and talk to the people at your job like they're kings and queens or gods because they employ you or because you get a check from them, but yet talk to the people in your own family like they're pieces of crap? How many of you are more impressed with someone's car than the fact that your kid got an A or somebody else's kid got an A or a touchdown? How many of you spend more time watching some football game or basketball game cheering for some team that belongs to some super rich person that doesn't give a rat's tail about you, but you're so busy being entertained, you're so busy being a fit-in, you're so busy trying to please and appease people that don't give a rat's tail about you or don't care, that you're missing the boat? How many times have you complained because somebody put something of you on Facebook and you didn't think that it was flattering? Here's the interesting thing. If the person that put your stuff wherever, or the person that talks about you, or the person that walks with you, if that person is got enough confidence, faith, ability, trust, and love for you to share something, not to be funny, but to actually just to show you off, who really matters? Does that person that may see the post on Facebook matter, or that person that may see the picture, or that person that may see you out? You know, are you that ashamed of yourself? Because if you are, then I guess you should never go to a pool. Okay? I guess you should never talk to people. I guess you should never go to work. I guess you should never do a whole bunch of things. Because guess what? That person that's going to look at that picture and is going to make fun of you, that person that is not give a rat's tail whether you truly live or die, doesn't matter. But those people that do care about you, that do try to keep your best self and your best fate in mind, those people do matter. Those people that do have value, those people that do care. You know, it's just amazing, because today is, guess what? It's another great day. It's another chance for you to stop and think and look at the things that are truly important to you. So, listeners to the Zurian Show, what do you think? What's your opinion? How do you see yourself? What is your 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20,000 going to be like? You know, what are your future years going to be like? Are you going to continue to let someone else dictate whether your life is a success or not? Or are you going to continue to evaluate and value your life, your existence, and your world on people and things that do not matter? That's a really great question. And I'm truly hoping from the bottom of my heart that everyone that can listen to this, no matter when you're listening to it, takes this in mind. There are people out there that truly care about you. You shouldn't need a rock star or a therapist to tell you that you are of value, especially when you've got people around you that are demonstrating every day that you're of value, that are telling you every day that you need to stop certain things or start certain things, that actually are your friends. Aren't just some token people that you happen to work with because you work at that job. Aren't some people that you know because you live in that town or you went to that school, okay, or you're in that sorority. I'm talking about people that truly value you. You know, I've got a saying, you know, everybody loves you, and then when something goes wrong, they're all ready to give you flowers. But shortly after they give you those flowers, what happens? Life goes on. And what do I mean by life goes on? What I mean is that most of us are so busy trying to keep ourselves afloat, trying to keep our own lives in order, that we don't really have the time to really pay attention to other people. You know, it always amazes me when someone gets a phone call from somebody that they don't get a phone call from in God knows when, or especially if it's somebody that they work with, and all of a sudden this becomes this urgency. It always amazes me how on Thanksgiving or Christmas or things like that, people that didn't talk to you all year long, people that drove past your house on their way to someplace else, people that couldn't take the time to send you an email, send you a text message, something. All right, I'm not talking about people that send you jokes. I'm really not into the whole thing about people sending me jokes. But people that can't take the time to say, hey, was thinking about you, how you doing? People that never send you a card when you send cards. People that never come to your house or do anything to help you. People that can help you. Another pet peeve of mine, yes, today is a great day, is people that are in positions to help you but yet refuse to help you or refuse to find out what's going on. How many of you have friends that you hang out with but you only hang out with when things are just perfect? How many people do you know that are running around here just trying to make it? This is 2013. It's about to be 2014. And then 15 and 16 and 17. Well, guess what? Some of the same things that are happening in 2013 were happening in 2012, 2011, 2010, 2009, 2008, and so on and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, what makes you special is you. It's not about your clothes. It's not about who your friends are. What makes you special is you. We all need to stop, appreciate the true friends, the true people that are in our lives that truly appreciate us and love us and care for us. We need to stop throwing negativity out like a shield, because guess what? That negativity, it doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't support you. It doesn't help you grow. All it does is puts another layer between you and the people that care. All it does is cause you more problems and justifies your decision that the world doesn't give a crap. Why does it justify that your decision? Because you've already made up your mind to have this negativity. You've already made up your mind that certain things are a certain way. The funny thing is, are most of these things based on fact, or are they based on you just not wanting to be, or not being able to be secure with your own self, to love and appreciate your own self, to trust people that trust you, and to give of your own self? You know, I was recently talking to somebody, and they were telling me that something that I did wasn't quite right. Well, here's my question. If something that you don't do is right, then should that person be flashing in front of you in a weird or rude way that it's not right, or should they be quietly bringing it to your attention and then helping you to correct it? They should be quietly bringing it to your attention and then helping you to correct it. Don't tell me that you've got my back, yet you're doing nothing to help me move forward, that you're pulling me back. If you're going to help me move forward, then guess what? I need your help to help me move forward. If somebody's going to help you to move forward and they've got your back, they can't be pulling you back in the hints of trying to guide you to move forward. Now, I'm not saying that people don't need to move you out of the way when there's something coming at you. What I am saying is, if the individual that's got your back is helping you step up to the next level, is showing you that you can use their strengths without having to kiss their tail, and then demonstrating that by helping you to get to the next level, ladies and gentlemen, that's the person I want with my back. That's the person that's showing me through their actions that they've got my best in mind, that they're looking out for me. There's an old saying, and the saying is that you correct in private and you praise in public. Well, guess what? How you talk to a person has that same flavor to it. If somebody's doing something that's not quite right, and I'm not saying something that hurts anybody, if that person isn't doing something, then you need to bring it to their attention. Hey, I read your what have you. Hey, I looked at your such and such, and, you know, when I was looking at it, I was thinking that it may be better worded if it was this way. Or it may be better, it may look better if it was presented in this fashion. That's a suggestion. That's a positive succession. That's a suggestion. That's not a teardown. That's not a trying to emasculate or embarrass the individual. That's you showing that person through your active actions that you got their best in mind. So, ladies and gentlemen, please don't throw away the good for the bad. Please don't exchange a temporary joy for what could be a permanent happiness while we live. Your life is up to you. How you address people is your choice. How people address you is their choice. If you've already made up your mind that all you want to hear is the negativity and you're going to reconstruge that into negativity, then you're right. It's not going to be a great day for you. But if you're willing to understand that we are all a work in progress, if you are willing to understand that we are all trying to get through this thing called life and trying to get through it not only just unscathed but happy, if you're not willing to take action in your own success, your own joy, and your own future, then guess what? No amount of money, no amount of companionship, no amount of praise, No amount of correction will ever be able to help you. Why? Because before you can love anybody else, you have to love yourself. Before you can appreciate anybody else, you have to appreciate yourself. But understand now, the people that you work with, the people that you talk with, the people that you walk with, the people on the street, the people that don't know you and don't really care, the people that only associate with you because you have something in common, which is a job or a position, more than likely are not people that care about you. It's the people that are in your family that choose to be in your family. And when I say in your family, I'm not just talking about blood. There are people that are closer to each and every one of you than anybody in your family. And there are people in your family that you need to keep as far away from you as humanly possible. Why? Because they are toxic, just like some of those people that you don't know are toxic. So you have to remove them. Today is a great day. Today is the day that you get to make up your mind to go ahead and look forward to life and start living a life worth living instead of just living a life that you survive. Today is the day that you need to get out there and decide that you are going to be the best person that you can be and share all of those incredible gifts, all of those incredible qualities, all of those incredible things that you have inside you waiting to get out, bursting to get out, aching to get out, needing to get out. And guess what? The world will benefit from you sharing those gifts, you being the person of quality that you were meant to be, and you being the asset that you were meant to be. If you want to talk about it on a religious area, you being the God or goddess that you were put on earth to be, you representing your faith, you representing your belief, you actually doing the things that are going to make this world a better place. As Les Brown said, the problem with most people is that they won't die all used up. When you go to a funeral home, when you go to a graveyard, it should say dead and used up, not just John, died, lived such and such, died such and such. It should have on there that you have lived every bit of life you can possibly live. Not sitting in front of the television or reading some book waiting for life to just pass you by. Not taking in information and then not applying it in a way that's going to serve you and serve the world. Making your world for yourself and your children and your legacy a legacy that others can believe in, others can bathe in, and others can enjoy. Again, ladies and gentlemen, today is a great day. Stop waiting for your turn. Stop disrespecting people that you shouldn't disrespect. Stop disrespecting and stop disbelieving in yourself. Have faith in you. Each and every one of us has been given all the gifts and all of the tools that we need. We just need to apply them. We just need to take action. We just need to drop our butts and get off our butts and do the things necessary so that we can live the life of our dreams. Stop waiting. And if you know somebody out there that's got that quality, stop for a moment and share with them in an honest and a sincere way that they have those qualities. Help them to live their dreams. Help them to become what they need to become. Guess what? Each and every one of us will be a better person for it. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying I hope that you liked what you heard, and if you didn't like it, I hope that you take it for what it's worth and make some changes. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. In the upper left-hand corner of the show, if you'd like to click follow, please follow the show. If there's anyone that you know of that needs to hear this message, please share it with them. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you care about them. Let them know that you have their best interest at heart and show them with your actions. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, and as always, for now and all the years to come, we wish you every success. Take care, be well.